Hey mamas, and welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. On today's episode, I am going to show you how we do the two foundational stitches in knitting, and that would be the knit stitch and the purl stitch. They are interestingly done slightly different pretty much anywhere you go in the world or whoever you ask. Of course, everybody finds their own way personally the easiest. I learned this one when I was 14 years old, so it definitely can't be very hard, in my opinion, or else I would not have been able to learn it that young. So hang in there and listen to this episode or go straight to the YouTube video that I have recorded at the same time so that you can visualize it. If you are not new, brand new to knitting, you will be able just to listen and follow along with your needles and your yarn. So let's get into it. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. All right, Mama. So I have literally left off where I started in the last episode, which was our cast on. So we are still working with our 20 stitches that we casted on here, or at least I'm working with that many. I don't know how many you put on your needle, but let's begin by knitting the very first row. So again, there's a couple different ways to knit. I am going to show you a version called continental knitting, which is what I personally learned when I grew up in Germany. And this is, in my opinion, the easiest way to knit if you, once you get familiar with it and really figure out how to do it, you can do it really quickly as well versus Some people call it throwing because you actually throw the yarn around. I was never able to get a hang of that. So, which indicates to me that the continental version or method is a little bit easier. None of this is hard. Let me just say that. And let's begin. So here's what you want to do. So last time we talked about, we cast on our 20 stitches and we had the needle in our right hand the entire time. When we stopped, our tail was basically hanging off to the front, to the right, if you will. And then the part of the yarn that's attached to the yarn ball is coming off of the left. So what you want to do now is you're going to turn the needle around, basically just the bottom of the needle to the left and the tip to the right, so that you're holding it the other way and you're holding the needle in your left hand. You're then going to grab your other needle. If you have round needles, it's attached to it. If you have straight needles, you're just going to take the second needle into your right hand. So you have an empty needle in your right hand and you have your needle with your stitches on in your left hand. That is your setup. From here, you're going to grab the yarn that is still attached to your yarn ball right here, and that little tail can just kind of hang around here on the right hand side. We don't need that for a while. Now, the trickiest part, in my opinion, is probably the tension that this yarn is going to have on your left hand. So the way I personally wrap it around my left finger or my left hand, my fingers, is possibly a little different than other people do. But I'm not sure. Maybe a lot of people do it this way, but I'm able to hold the tension better this way. If you're having trouble holding tension and it's either too tight or too loose, which can be really annoying, I would recommend a tension ring. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes because there's a really cool one that I found on Etsy and you can get a discount with my name. So I'll make sure to put that in there. If you use a tension ring, all you do is put it on your index finger on that left hand, and it has a little like a little place where you can feed the yarn through, and it's just going to hold the tension for you automatically. If not, you can try it my way, which I'm going to explain now. So again, yarn hanging off to the left. I usually hook the yarn, so I hook my left hand underneath the yarn between my ring finger and my, goodness, what are fingers called? yeah, this is where my language barrier comes in. What's your smallest finger called on your hand next to your ring finger? That one and your ring finger, that's where you put the yarn in between. Then you turn your hand around and wrap the yarn around your index finger twice. And there you have it. So now you can hold the tension right here, but you can also loosen it, and you're kind of controlling that with that little part of the yarn that is next to your ring finger. Okay, so we have the yarn on our left hand ready to go. So you want to hold the tension between your index finger and the needle at a comfortable distance, but also in a way where the yarn isn't hanging. So it can't be hanging loose. It has to be nice and tight so that you can start knitting. That very first stitch can be a little tricky. I will admit that, because you have right here in the very beginning on that first stitch, you also have that little tail that is hanging off where we ended our cast on. So that can actually come a little loose in this moment, but it's not going to be a problem as soon as you pass that first stitch. So what I usually try to do is I hold this tail just a little tighter here in my right hand with my needle. As I insert the needle into the stitch from the bottom, right there, see how tricky that is? There we go. So this is in here now, as you can see. And then once that needle is, so basically your right needle is now underneath your left needle and it's hooked into the first stitch. And you push it straight through a little bit further in, and then you just grab the yarn that is around your index finger on the left-hand side. You just take it and then you pull it through. Yep. It's so tricky when you're showing something that you do every day, I swear. And you pull it through that stitch. And as you can see, it's kind of a tangly loose mess. That's what it's looking like. But all you need to do is tighten this down here and you're good to go. So just pull on that little tail once again, and then you do the next stitch. So you want to push all your stitches as high up on the left needle as you can comfortably without them falling off, right? Because we do not want that. And then again, you take your right needle, push it into the stitch from the bottom on your left needle. So for a little bit, the needles are crossed. Then grab the yarn, just basically go behind the yarn, loop underneath, and then grab it with the needle, pull it under through the stitch, and then slide the stitch off the needle. Let's do that one more time. And here again, if you feel like you want to watch this, or is this just listening, you are welcome to watch the YouTube video that I've uploaded in correspondence with this episode, which might make it a bit easier if you're unfamiliar with this. If you've tried this before, this may not be as, you know, much of an issue for you, just to listen to me and while you have your materials in your hand and follow along. So one more time, take the right needle, hook it into your stitch from underneath, straight through. Then from the top down, grab your yarn that's over your index finger, pull it through the stitch, and then take the stitch off the left needle and you'll have it on the right. And if you have a look over on the right hand side, you can see the first three stitches are actually knitted now. They're so cute. So you just keep going. Needle under, over, and through. That's basically the movement. Under the stitch, over the yarn, pull the yarn through, and then off the left needle. I'm just going to finish this row. Now, if this is your first time doing this and you're feeling a little wonky here with the stitches, look at me. The first row is the toughest. I really think so. Because there is not a lot to grab on yet, right down here. So it can feel a little funny getting in there, but once these stitches are established on your needle, it's so much easier. So just bear with me here and be patient with yourself. I think that's probably the biggest thing, even if you're, you know, not new to this and you've tried it before and you're like, oh gosh, this is too hard. No, don't give up. Keep going. Try it again, because it might take a second to really get it, but once you do, you are good to go. Okay, so I'm done with this one. So the last stitch comes off, and then of course your left needle will have no stitches left, and they're all going to be on your right needle. So now we're going to just do the switching again, meaning you're going to take the empty needle from your left hand, put it in your right hand, and then flip over the needle that has all the yarns, all the stitches on. And as you saw too, the working yarn that is coming from here, from the left, is looped around towards the left. You will want to pull it over the needle and basically go one time around so that it's not in front of the needle, but in the back of the needle, okay? Next, my little secret that I always do that I learned from my grandma when I was 14, is to slip the first stitch. What that means is literally take the right needle, pull it under the stitch like we just did for the knit stitch, okay? And do nothing. Don't grab the yarn, just take it and slip it off the needle. So, and then pull it a little tight so it's not super loose on that side. And we are ready to keep going. That actually creates a nice neat edge on the side, which makes sewing pieces together much more easy later, but it also makes it look neat. For example, if you do, you know, a scarf and you don't have any edging to do, like any, you know, sewing it up together, it's still going to have a really nice edge for you to look at later. Okay, here comes the purl stitch that I'm going to show you next. So we are looking the same way as we did early. We have 20 stitches on our left needle. We are making sure that our yarn is wrapped around our index finger twice, with the yarn going behind the ring finger as well, to control your tension. If you have any questions about that, by the way, you are so welcome to come into the Mindful Knitting Mamas Facebook group and ask me anything in there. You can ask me any questions. I'm here to help you master this, okay? Now, let me untangle this a little bit here. I'm using a really long cord for some reason, and it keeps twisting up on me. Okay, so to start your purl stitch, you are going to want the working yarn not behind your needle where it was when we were knitting, but you want to put it in front of your needle. So you literally take your right index finger as you're holding your right needle, and you just take the yarn and just with your finger, just flip it in front of the needle, okay, in front of the left needle. So now you've got your right needle in your right hand, left needle in your left hand, yarn is in front, and it's laying over the stitch, the next stitch that you're going to work on. I'm going to make sure that I show this really well on the YouTube channel, or on the YouTube video as well. Now, instead of going into the stitch from underneath and up like we did before, we are actually going into it from the exact opposite, which is from the top down. Okay, so in this case now, you have your needles crossed, but the right needle is crossed in front of the left needle. Earlier, just to show you again, we did it, well, we had the yarn behind, and then we went into the stitch from the bottom, right? And there we created a cross with the needles where the right needle is behind the left needle. Now we're doing it from the top left and it goes in front into the stitch. Now you're going to grab the yarn from the left side again by going over the yarn that is on your index finger and just grabbing it. And it almost looks like you wrapped it around two times, but it's really just once, because you're going in from underneath. It's already laying on the top there. So you just wrap it around one more time. And then this is probably the trickiest part of this. You want to grab or hold on to your right needle with your right thumb at the tip. And I do that so that I don't lose this little loop that I just created, that it doesn't slip off my needle like this. Okay. So I just kind of create a closure here by putting my thumb off my right hand on top of the needle. And then we pull it through our loop like we did before. It's basically the same stitch, except it's on the back side. And once you created that loop, you can let it go and it moves to the right needle. All right, let's try that one more time. So we're going to take our right index finger, grab the yarn and just flip it over to the front. Push your right needle from the top left, from the top into your stitch, so that you have the working yarn in front, overlaying basically on top of your stitch that you created already before. And both are on that right needle now. Now go over the working yarn on your index finger, grab the yarn, create that extra loop, hold on to your needle slightly so it doesn't fall off, and then slide the needle through the loop on your left yarn, on your left needle. Create the stitch, as you can totally see the stitch being created, and then slide it off. One more time. Needle, yarn in the front, needle from the top down into the stitch, grab the yarn, hold on to the needle slightly while you pull the needle backwards and loop it through. And you continue to go. What this does now is it creates the same stitch that you just did in the first row, creates the same stitch on the other side. So you're basically doing the same exact stitch, except from the back side, which is why it looks just slightly different, but it's essentially the same thing. Again, if you're listening to this, even with your materials in hand, and you're like, what the heck? I have no idea what you just did. Go and watch the YouTube video, and then please, please come into our Mindful Knitting community. Ask any questions that you might have. I am going to post the videos in there as well so that you can easily find them. And if you're on my email list, you are going to get this sent to you as well. So this is how you create your two basic stitches. When you master these, this is the coolest part about it. When you master these stitches, you can knit anything. You can literally knit anything. You can knit scarves, you can knit beanies, you can knit headbands, you can knit sweaters and cardigans, whatever. Anything is possible from here on. So please don't give up until you master these two stitches. All right, mamas, the ones who are still listening, this is so fun, this little series. I hope this is helpful to you, even though it's audio right now. But again, there's a video version of the exact same thing that I just walked you through. For those of you who are familiar with this, I hope this was helpful to refresh, your technique a little bit. And again, if you have any questions, I'm here for you in the Mindful Knitting Mamas community over on Facebook. You can get in there by clicking the link in the show notes, or you can just go straight to bit.ly/knittingmamas. It's bit.ly/knittingmamas. And I hope I catch you in the next episode of the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community?
It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils and knitting adventures and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.